Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul star Mark Margolis has died aged 83. Margolis originally appeared in Breaking Bad as the wheelchair-bound Hector Salamanca, along with the AMC spin-off. The actor also appeared in several films including The Wrestler, Requiem for a Dream, Pi, and Black Swan. Unforgettable. Paying tribute to Margolis on social media, the official accounts for Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul praised the actor for creating one of the most unforgettable characters in the history of television. We join millions of fans in mourning the passing of the immensely talented Mark Margolis, who, with his eyes, a bell, and very few words, turned Hector Salamanca into one of the most unforgettable characters in the history of television, they added. He will be missed. We join millions of fans in mourning the passing of the immensely talented Mark Margolis, who, with his eyes, a bell, and very few words, turned Hector Salamanca into one of the most unforgettable characters in the history of television. He will be missed. pic.twitter.com/gvt8isgpw. Breaking Bad. At Breaking Bad, August 4, 2023. Bob Odenkirk, who co-starred alongside Margolis in Breaking Bad, also paid a moving tribute. A powerful screen presence, Odenkirk wrote in response to Better Call Saul post. Mark made me laugh in the van on the way to set with his jokes and comments, and I only hope I have half his energy and focus when action was shouted, he continued. Thank you, Mark, and condolences to your family. Dean Norris, who also appeared in Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul, also paid his respects to Margolis. So sad to hear Mark Margolis has died, he said. A phenomenal actor. A funny guy. RIP. My thoughts are with his family. Mark Margolis' career got off the ground in 1970s with several small roles, as well as appearing in films such as Scarface, Ace Ventura, Pet Detective, and Glory. His performance in Breaking Bad earned him an Emmy Award for Outstanding Guest Actor in a Drama Series in 2012. The actor passed away in a New York hospital yesterday, August 3, citing his son Mark Margolis.